If you think of BuzzFeed as a pretty cool website for lists and cute kitten photos and showbiz news, well, you're right, but think again. BuzzFeed is where you'll find one of the hottest podcasts out there. After just 1 year, another round has been named Best of 2015 by iTunes, Slate, The Atlantic, and Vulture. Hosts Heaven Nagatu and Tracy Clayton talk very, very frankly about politics, pop culture, race, gender, and they do it with a wide range of guests, including Hillary Clinton. More on that interview in a moment. Heaven and Tracy are bringing their show to the University of Michigan at the invitation of the School of Social Work People of Color Collective. It's their first live show at a college campus, and it's happening tomorrow night at the Michigan Union. Heaven Nagatu and Tracy Clayton are with us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
So fun to have you here. It's really something. Another round has made a remarkable impact in a really short period of time. So congratulations on
that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
People listening, people liking and praising the work you're doing. And now I just want to kind of get an understanding. You were both BuzzFeed writers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who came up with the idea of let's sit them down and make a podcast?
Well, once we hired our producer, Jenna Weiss-Berman, the head of audio at BuzzFeed, we were like, yeah, let's do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And we piloted a few people. And me and Tracy have so much chemistry. We work together so well. It was a pretty immediate thing. And I was like, we're doing this.
Yeah. There is definite chemistry when you listen. It's so clear. And that's so important for broadcasts. Mm-hmm. Were you kind of just kind of sitting side by side in offices and you kind of just had a good connection?
We sort of sought each other out once I got there. Heaven was already working at BuzzFeed when I got there. And we were one of five black people. I think I was number five. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you kind of naturally. We sort of naturally gravitated towards each other because of that. And then it was a nice surprise to be like, hey, we really like each other and we work well together, which is a very happy byproduct.
And so as you thought about, all right, let's do a podcast. What kind of voice did you want that podcast to have? I'll let you start him. What did you want?
Well, since Tracy doesn't listen to podcasts, I'll take this one. I mean, I've listened to podcasts for a while, but I knew I didn't really compare it to like other shows I wanted to be like. It was just more, these are kinds of conversations me and my girlfriends have all the time. They range in tone and topic. And I feel like that's pretty normal for most people. It's like the pretty average human experience to go home, talk to your friends and be like, oh, politics, am I right? But also, like, tell a petty story about a girlfriend or a boyfriend or something.
Talk about how much you hate squirrels.
Exactly. The big topics.
So it's almost like it's girlfriends talking, and if there's a glass of wine involved or two, all the better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Typically, it's
agreed.
Bourbon.
Yeah. Bourbon.
We opt for bourbon.
being from Kentucky, you know, good bourbon. I was so struck by the relaxed, unguarded Hillary Clinton who sat down with you in Iowa. And to that, I credit first your great chemistry, but also that comfortable environment that you set for your guests. I want people to take a listen. This is when you'd asked her about sexism that she has faced in her career, and she shared a past experience.
I remember I was in a situation where I was delivering some apparently unpleasant news to a group of men about an issue. And literally one of them reached over and grabbed my shirt and said, you can't be telling us this. And I just said, get your hands off of me.
Wow. And at the same time that you talked about some very tough issues about crime and about gender inequality, you had some fun as well.
What's the weirdest thing about you?
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
Yes.
Obviously.
Best theory
obviously
for Hillary's a robot, zero sweat.
See, you guys are the first to realize that I'm really not even a human being. I was constructed in a garage in Palo Alto
a
very long time ago.
Now, you two really brought out a side of Hillary Clinton that is so different from the network sit-downs and the campaign speeches. How'd you do that?
I think it's a combination of a couple of things. One, I think that we are very disarming hosts. And also, like, just the podcast medium is just so much more relaxed and informal. Also, the fact that at least she didn't drink with us, but we had bourbon during the interview. I'm sure that, like, made her loosen up a little bit because she's like, well, they're obviously getting loose, so I can relax some.
I know you offered, and she was like, yeah, well, I got more to do. Sorry, I can't.
I believed her. She seemed like she wanted to.
Yeah.
Did you both come away with a different take on who this woman is who's running to be president?
Well, at first, before the interview, we watched her at a town hall. So I was just impressed in general that she does this all the time. Mm-hmm. And she's really, really good at it. I think mostly for me, I left feeling like she's even better at her job than I thought she was.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Heaven Ngatu and Tracy Clayton, who have really one of the hottest podcasts going out there on BuzzFeed. It's Another Round. And they are here in Michigan, invited to come to the University of Michigan by a minority student group. Why did you think it was important for you to accept the invitation and make U of M your first live show on a college campus? Jump ball. Who wants it?
I was very excited to get back to the Midwest. I identify as like sort of Midwest-ish because I'm from Louisville, which is in northern Kentucky, which is like 2 hours from Cincinnati.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Thank you. So I wanted to get back here to this area, but also I had a very interesting college experience being one of about 20 black people on my college campus in Lexington, Kentucky. And
Transylvania
University, yes, ma'am. And I just know that I wish I had someone to come in and talk to us like specifically and be like, hey, I see you. I know what you're going through. Mm-hmm. It gets better. So I'm very, very excited to be able to come in and hopefully inspire some folks.
All right. And Heaven, what intrigued you about Michigan?
I think especially in our current political, social climate, there's a lot of young people who are leading all the conversations. There's a lot of community organizers who are making all the change. So Detroit especially is a place that's gotten a lot of attention recently. And once you see that there are problems like that, I just automatically know there are young brown people who are organizing, working, getting together to talk about these things. Mm-hmm. So that's like the exact kind of audience we want to engage with.
Absolutely.
Young people, college students, older people who are also working on these kinds of issues. It's just like an ideal situation to talk about some of the more important things that are happening.
Certainly with Detroit, where we see Detroit Public Schools crumbling at the seams and going broke. And then the Flint water crisis, mm-hmm. which is such a mind-boggling example of environmental injustice.
Right.
Yeah. How do you want to approach these issues as you think about what you want to say from your podcast from Michigan?
One of the things and points that I think is really important to reference and drive home is that these are not regional issues. Like, these are things that are happening in Detroit and Flint, but they're also happening in New York City and in Atlanta and in San Francisco, you know? And I know that sometimes New York, at least for me, feels like a bubble, you know, where like I can look out of my window and see beautiful brown people of every shade. But I never forget that that's not the case outside of that bubble. And I never want to get so comfortable that I forget that. So I just want people to be like, hey, we're all in this together, each and every one of us.
Why is it important to bring that racial lens to these stories in Michigan right now?
I think a basic task of our show is to ask the simple journalistic questions of like, what's happening? Who are we not hearing from? What are the other sides of the story? And often people aren't even interrogating the racial aspects of the story. But if you really think about it, environmental issues, poor people and people of color are often the ones who are disproportionately affected. So if you're not talking about those lenses for that issue, you are missing the issue. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just like a core part of our show, is thinking about all the layers that we're missing.
And is there room for humor in all of this?
There's yes.
In most sad things.
Yes.
Because one of the things that people of color are good at is laughing to keep from crying. You know, otherwise.
Favorite hobby.
Our definite favorite hobby. and also it makes the bitter just a little bit easier to swallow. You know, like laughter gives you a physical release. It gives you probably releases endorphins. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But it probably does.
Like so a good run.
Yeah. And humor also in the hands of people who have felt silenced and helpless for so long, it becomes a weapon that if you wield it the right way, it makes you feel better and it gets actual work done too.
You know, Heaven and Tracy, you are absolute proof that someone does not need to be sitting in an anchor chair on a network newscast or writing for a major newspaper to present stories and present viewpoints. And I've got to imagine there are people who are listening right now who are themselves interested in sound journalism like what you're doing. What would you say are the do's and don'ts to kind of follow this path that you're setting?
A big do for me, I mean, Heaven mentioned earlier that I don't really listen to podcasts, which is not entirely true.
Okay.
I now listen to two, possibly
wow.
three. I just found another one. That's another story.
That's excluding ours, which I petition her to do.
But one of the most important things to me in making my own show is to trust myself, my voice, and my experience. So often, like, the norm is the public radio voice and the public radio, like, attention to X, Y, and Z.
Shout out to public radio.
Shout out to public radio. We love it. We love it. But a lot of people invalidate things that don't sound like that. And we have to reassure ourselves every day that the way that we sound and the things that we care about are important and that they're enough.
It's incredibly refreshing and powerful to center yourself in your work. Mm-hmm. And I cannot think of many places in media where I see that.
Heaven and Tracy will be doing another round tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Michigan Union. Have fun in Michigan, and thank you so much for being with us on Stateside. And it's easy to find your podcast. Just go to BuzzFeed. You're all doing it at work anyway, checking out kitten pictures. Well, you go look for those podcasts. Great to meet both of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.